Governor Walker and Republican legislators created the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC, after sweeping into office in 2011. The new public-private agency replaced the State Commerce Department and was supposed to hasten job creation by quickly pumping money into promising businesses. However, WEDIC came under fire last year after audits revealed mismanagement, including failure to track more than $12 million in past due loans. Secretary Reed Hall spent several hours in the hot seat Wednesday before the Joint Finance Committee. He assured it that WEDIC has taken steps to remedy its problems.
We have seen a 50% reduction in late loans that are 90 days or more past due.
Despite Hall's assurances, all four Democrats on the committee voted against releasing the $60 million the state had withheld for the next fiscal year. Senator Bob Wirtz says the agency has broken its promise to efficiently create jobs.
Well, instead of the fast track, we got cronyism, favoritism, and according to the Audit Bureau, violations of the law. I would suggest that this has been a homegrown disaster here in the state of Wisconsin.
Wirtz pointed out that as Governor Walker enters his fourth year in office, Wisconsin lags in job growth, placing 37th in the nation. Fellow Democrat Jennifer Schilling says she doesn't feel comfortable giving the agency more funding until an audit verifies the agency's claims of improvements.
I feel like my 8-year-old wants his allowance for this summer because he has spent what he should be saving for that Lego that he wants.
The response from Republican Alberta Darling was that the committee would hold the agency's feet to the fire, but WEDIC needs the resources to do its job.
We can't say, go out there and be the dynamo economic development agency we want in Wisconsin, but we shouldn't give you the money. What money are they going to use?
While Joint Finance agreed to release $60 million to WEDIC, the committee will keep its hand on $14 million that WEDIC has not yet used. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.